This is Ingrid Millington speaking to Pam Gill about the start of Hambleton Players. Thank you for taking part in this conversation, Pam. How did Hambleton Players start?
Ah, well, it started in 1980. After several meetings in the Red Lion and the Wheat Sheaf, and no doubt after several pints of beer, Barry Gill decided to start a drama group here in the village. He had been a founder member of Kippook's Amateur Operatic Society and really enjoyed being part of such a group. It gave him a chance to sing. It all began in September 1980 with the first meeting in the Chapel School room, and I think it's safe to say that everyone involved came from the village. After much discussion, they called themselves Hambleton Players and decided a suitable show for a traditional village would be a traditional pantomime. He adapted the script of Babes in the Wood to become Babes in the Hof, and the first performance was held in the old school in 1981. It was a resounding success. This was followed each year with a pantomime and a summer show. It was a really good social group, and in fact still is. Many good friendships were made, which have lasted to this day. The aim of the whole thing was to enjoy themselves and to bring enjoyment to others. A thought to hang on to when rehearsals grow long and hard and the working parties seem endless. So many people came forward with all sorts of talents and skills because everything had to be done from scratch. Scenery had to be designed, built and painted, costumes made, music found, lights and sound sorted out, apart from people who actually wanted to appear on stage. Shows continued in the old school until 1985 when the new village hall opened. The old school had a lot of problems, including a stage suffering from wet rot. That had to be rebuilt, so apart from all the people with enough ability to put on shows, we had people with enough know-how and building skills to sort the problem out. They rebuilt the stage and put a rake on it. It had been flat beforehand. Well, it would be, wouldn't it? Hambleton Players also went on tour. St George Killed the Dragon in the Wheat Sheaf car park, the Red Lion car park, at Gateforth Hall, and outside the Cross Keys at Hillam on that little green. Frank Millington ferried us about with his tractor and trailer, and Dr. Mary persuaded Jim Price to feed us all at the Owl. I altered that bit there. Players performed in the Owl they performed at Brayton High School, two care homes in Selby, I can't remember the names, at the golf club and in Sherborne as a benefit of the policeman who was shot by the IRA. His memorial stone's in Tadcaster.
Yes.
And they also danced around the Maypole in what I believe is Church Close, where the old folks' bungalows are.
Yes.
We must have had fundraising activities, but I can't remember what we did. I know we had many meetings and rehearsals here and that we had an incredibly good time. Barry had a great deal of help over the years, especially from Bev Atwood, who took over when his health failed. Players is still going strong 38 years on under the leadership of Fiona Connor. Long may it continue. Okay.